It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. We have a lot of fun with robots on this program. You may recall our
Robot Roundup
segment, where we recap what the robots are up to. Our Marketplace colleague David Brancaccio took it a step further.
I am now trying to see if a guy can drive clear across the country and never have to do business with any other human being.
David's doing a series for Marketplace called Robots Ate My Job. And no, that's not what David actually sounds like. He really sounds like this.
I'm David Brancaccio for Marketplace.
But according to the no human contact rule of his project, David couldn't talk to me. So I interviewed him by email and we ran it through a voice synthesizer. Now, a road trip without human contact has plenty of challenges. Filling gas may be easy, but hotels?
What allows this attempt at all is the latest innovation in electronic kiosks. Let's call them robot receptionists. At Hyatt Place and other hotels located near enough to each so I can try to drive.
But that's just booking. David still has to check in.
As for the robot receptionists at the hotels, two of them so far have taken an awful lot of swipes with a credit card to get them to work. A little too much suspense for me, because if I have to resort to the human, my quest has failed. They do print nice little receipts on cash register style tape.
Here's what I want to know about the future. If robots are everywhere helping us out, will human interaction become more meaningful? David talked to the CEO of technology company NCR before he started his project, who said yes.
In his view, as point of sale devices means employees would move from the cash register to inside the store or hotel so they can do higher level kinds of interactions. I noticed this at work at a set of self-checkout machines in a supermarket along my route on Sunday. A veteran store employee lorded over her four machines with wit and charm.
Did you get all that? That means that the people are freed up to have wit and charm. I asked David if he got lonely out on the road, and a little preface here, he's about to mention Isaac Asimov novels via books on tape.
Isaac Asimov novel via books on tape. Wilson, the little plastic robot dog we got off an Amazon reseller. Robot radio in the form of Pandora. How can I be lonely? Actually, last night driving 400 miles into the featureless night on Interstate 40 Tennessee, Arkansas into Oklahoma, I was starting to feel like I was on that mission to Mars that as a kid I had hoped to join.
More of David Brancaccio's series Robots Ate My Job, featuring David's actual voice, is at marketplace.org. Popular online photo sharing service Instagram, which has always been only for iPhones, is now taking reservations for an upcoming launch of an Android service. Instagram makes it easy to take artsy photos using special filters, and as a result, a certain style has emerged. Precious, sensitive, wistful. Comedian Rob Delaney characterizes it this way.
It's almost as if like 1,000 little Wes Andersons in their little tailored outfits are tickling you on an old carousel.
So Rob has been trying to take the most Instagrammy Instagrams that he can, and he's been posting them online. He says the project started innocently enough.
My wife and I were walking down a sidewalk, and someone had spray-painted a heart on the sidewalk. I asked my wife to please stand in the heart, and then I took a picture of her feet within the heart, and then I added one of their silly filters to it. And voila, that is pretty emblematic.
You can see some of Rob's most Instagrammy shots at marketplacetech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by PhoneTag.com, a service which converts voicemails into emails or text messages, designed to make individuals or businesses more productive. More at PhoneTag.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.